Thank you so much for your patience. I do appreciate that.
No problem.
Are you still okay? Perfect. You're still with me, Wade. Whenever
Yeah,
you are ready, go ahead with your social, please.
it's 015-62-3892.
Okay. Perfect. And just bear with me as it's loading. Sorry, my system's being a little bit slow today. I do apologize. It's Monday.
Okay.
That's what I'm blaming it on. But other than that, I bet you're pretty excited. I know a lot of people are pretty excited
Yeah.
nowadays. It's beautiful out, it's summer, it's been deathly hot.
Yeah, and also just Spectrum is just the worst,
I've heard quite a few horror stories, unfortunately. I actually knew somebody who used to work for them, and even she had horror stories.
it's pretty brutal. I like that it's local. So doesn't our stuff have offices in Kingston or pretty
Yes, so we
close,
are
right?
actually headquartered in Kingston on Enterprise.
I mean, so I've feel pretty good that Kingston will have good service then, at least.
So I mean, our construction teams are still working on getting all of the fiber laid down, so it is a timely process, unfortunately. So not everybody has service just yet or available to them just yet, but we're working on it. And
Yeah, I saw the guys
we're
on the
expanding
poles a
quite a
couple
bit.
times in front of our house.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, they're just working every single day. Perfect. So it did go through. You don't need a deposit. Did you want to go ahead and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes, although I am just in the process of changing over the card that we use.
So
You know
there
what?
is a
Maybe I'll do
difference in
that.
what we use. We have the
Oh, yeah, tell
option.
me.
We have the option of doing paperless billing with a credit or debit card, would give you a $5 discount. But if you do paperless with the checking account, it would give you $10 off a month, every month.
Oh, okay. We could do that.
Okay, so you'd prefer the checking to get the $10 credit or $10
Yeah, why
discount, I should
not?
say. Perfect.
Yeah.
And I will need the routing number and account number. And if it's, I'm assuming it would be your name on the account, correct?
Yeah. Check for the routing stuffs. Okay. The routing number
Ready when
is
you are.
03. Oh, okay, sorry. So there's a little bit like I hear myself in a delay.
Oh,
Here's the
sorry.
routing number. 03-117-6110.
Okay, and just to be sure, it's Capital One, is that correct?
Yeah, Capital One, yep.
Okay. Yeah, it just tells me what the
No, totally. Okay, so then the account number is 129-23-6858.
Perfect. And that is a checking account, or is it a savings account?
And this will be the $89.99 a month.
Correct, instead of the 99.
Cool. And is there like some crazy deal like Spectrum has where it's like this for a year and then it's gonna like double in price, or is it like?
So, no, typically what we currently do is we have it for 2 years that you get this price. We don't lock you into a contract like a lot of other companies do. So if you decide that, hey, maybe it's not for me, then you're free to do what you want. We don't hold you to a contract or anything. Now, after those 2 years, it may go back to the original price of $99.99, but
Gotcha. Questions. I just was gonna, I just had a question. I lost it.
oh, that happens to me all the time. I'm
That's
so
what I.
sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. It happens to me all the time. I'll walk out of the room to go do something. I'll come back into the room like, what was I about
Exactly.
to do? So I completely
Exactly.
understand. I lose my questions all the time. I'm like, shoot, I should have written it down.
Remember, is it $89.99 and then plus taxes and fees, or is that
No, that's
included,
the
or?
all-inclusive price. We like to make it as transparent as possible.
Okay. That's great. Cool.
Okay, and so just to confirm, that is a checking account, not a savings?
Yes, checking account.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
And you authorize debit payment on that every month? Perfect.
I guess the first one would be in August.
Yes. Once your service gets set up, it would typically be either like I've seen it where it happens like that same month, and then I've seen it where it comes like the month after. So essentially what will happen is you can go ahead and keep an eye on your statement, essentially your bill. Okay. So the email that I collected from you today will be used to set up your online portal account. So you'll receive all of your bills, all the billing invoices, and everything will be available on the website at any time for you once they're made available. Kind of like the bank, once the statement becomes available, you can check it. Same thing here. We have that set up so that you have control. You can make payments when you want to make them. If you're not already enrolled in AutoPay, you'll receive invoices to your email letting you know that, hey, it's available
Oh,
for
you cut out
viewing.
there.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me better now?
No, you said something about autopay.
Yes, so if you're already enrolled in AutoPay, those statements will show do not pay this. Your account will automatically
Oh, I
be
see.
debited. Yeah. So at that point, if you didn't have AutoPay, then you would have the freedom to basically make a payment whenever you wanted, once you have that invoice. Of course, there is a time frame where it would incur a late fee if it wasn't paid within the time frame, but that's you're enrolled in AutoPay, so there's nothing to worry about there. I do have a couple of questions for you. This one is a little bit, we'd like to know how you heard about us at Arch Top Fiber, if it was just the flyers or if you had seen our construction or if it was an employee referral or a friend or neighbor.
I honestly don't remember. I mean, I'm constantly Googling faster speeds in Ulster, in upstate New York.
Oh,
So I
absolutely.
probably found it that way.
Okay.
But I mean, I've known about you guys for, I don't know, over a year. Oh, you know what? Actually, it might have been, now that I think about it, it might have been in the mayor's letter at some point. He sends out a like an email every Friday. I think it might have been that.
All right, so I'll just mark down email. That's fine. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires in the yard or septic tanks that we need to be
I don't
conscious
think
of?
so. Well,
Okay.
so what's the what I guess that type of question though, what is involved in the install?
Okay, so the installation essentially will be when we make the appointment, what will happen is the employee, like our employees, our techs, will come out to the property about a day or two before the installation actually takes place. You won't need to be home for that. What they do is they basically check to see the best way to connect your home from the little flower pots that we call them. It's essentially like a junction box that we have out on the road, like by the sidewalk. What will happen is that they will go ahead and verify to see, you know, where they're going to bury the cable, how to do it, and they'll bury the cable. It's usually only 6 to 8 inches deep. It's nothing like notable. It's very, very small. And then when your install actually occurs, it'll be there. It'll take about an hour and a half for the entire install. At least that's the window that we give from start to finish. They make sure that everything is connected and working the way it's supposed to be. And of course, if you have any questions, I can also mark them down now so that the techs are aware of, you know, some of the questions that you have.
No, I mean, I would just let them know if, you know, if they're tech people, they'll know, but let them know that we have a Ubiquiti router that supports like 10 gig, has a 10 gig SPF WAN port.
Okay. You said it was Ubiquiti?
Yes.
Okay. Router system that has...
Dream Machine Pro. They'll probably know it.
You said Dream Machine...
Pro. They'll probably know it because it's very common. Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
And then the other thing to note down for them is that all that stuff, like my equipment rack, is in the basement. So it should be a pretty easy install for them. They just have to get the cable in the basement somehow. And we'll be good to go.
Okay, perfect. All current equipment is in the basement. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I put down that you have a Ubiquiti router system that is a Dream Machine Pro that can handle up to 10 gigabytes per second. All current equipment is in the basement for a fairly easy install. Does that sound good?
Yep, that sounds good.
Perfect. And did you have any questions for the techs?
No, not at this point. No, I think we're good.
And just in the event, I'm not sure if any of the techs are afraid of dogs, but do you guys have any dogs that might be loose on the property?
No.
Okay, perfect.
No pets.
I mean, I've had it where the tech was like, hey, I had a tech come out to my house recently and they're like, hey, if you got a dog, can you please like make sure he's put away? I was like, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right.
Everyone's a pet person.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you never know what happened, you know, in the past or why they're afraid or, you know, I've seen it where dogs were the friendliest to people, but the moment somebody steps on their property, they go into guard mode.
Yeah. Protection mode.
Yeah. So I've seen that happen to actually quite a few people, unfortunately. And so I always like to ask just in case. But other than that, we are all set up for you to basically get your service. We will definitely provide you with a call to the number that you provided with a scheduling a time and a date. Typically, our appointments are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., just so that you're aware.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
But other than that, you're all set up, and we'll definitely give you a call once it's closer to that appointment date or once it's closer to the service date, and we'll get you all set up and on back to fast connections.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I could help you with today other than setting up for install?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, then in that case, Wade, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks. I appreciate it.